when we hear one say, there's no such thing as perfect equality, let's think that through. And as we do, remember what we've been discussing about the illusion systematically maintained of scarcity. Just as Popper's concept of tribe is a scarcity or class-based notion, so is the pundit's use of equality. And class-based notions are false, i.e. the earth don't back them. Some months ago, I listened to a public radio conversation between dog trainers on their craft, and we'll ignore for the purpose of this example the issue of training non-human animals. One guest, who talked more like a policy analyst or academic, and he may actually have been an academic, than someone who worked with living things, said, just as some people are more intelligent than others, some dogs are more intelligent than others, unquote. And you could feel the bristle when the man with more earth in him replied, I don't believe they're stupid dogs. There are people who don't know how to work with certain dogs, but any dog's capable of learning anything, unquote. Power is very big on this notion of breeding. The notion that some, by virtue of their blood or genes or training, possess some natural superiority when it comes to intellectuality, mind, which, as we've been discussing, they claim reverence for and elevate over hand. And this false reverence and false elevation is what pundits are thinking of when they say that there's no such thing as perfect equality. We can't all be Denmark. I gotta leave him alone. Sorry. When I went into the trades, one teacher said to us that what he loved about electrical work was that there was a place in it for everyone, a spot everyone could find to shine. If you loved logic, there was motor control. If you had an artistic bent, especially if you combine that with an intuitive gift for making spatial calculations on the spot, you could run and bend conduit or racks. So whether you loved math or physical challenges, big picture layout or electrical calculations, drawing, theory, or the visual rendering of things in spatial relation, I mean, electrical work is a universe unto itself. And all of it required, relied on, bringing and using the whole of oneself, one's wholeness, mind, body, and spirit. The truth is, we all have rich capacities, untapped under class, under power. It comes with a package called human. And the misshapen, shallow thing that pundit intermediaries mean by equality, i.e. squirming on the same narrow rung while stomping on those below, is a standard we'll blow through so fast once we're free, the living of it will be breathtaking. All ideologies of class have at base this key message. Turn away from your brothers and sisters. They are common, you are not. Ally yourself with the truly great, the power and the majesty of the ideal state. Karl Popper wrote, to tell men they are equal has a certain sentimental appeal. But this appeal is small compared with that made by a propaganda that tells them they are superior to others and that others are inferior to them. Are you naturally equal to your servant? To your slaves? To the manual worker who's no better than an animal? The very question is ridiculous. Open Society and Its Enemies is an awesome book. The heart of the man. Surprising. I swear, I mean, it's very rare in an academic. And that's an interesting question. How in the world did he come to be? I mean, he's mysterious to me. The key divide of class is the classification divide between hand and mind. Once we leave that behind, the possibilities for a whole life, for humans and all life, are endless. And I'm over, so till next week, peace.